time now for our precious visit, as we do every week at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Powell with the journal Inquirer.com. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Ray.
How are you?
Still dressing myself.
Are you? Can you feed yourself, too?
Only too well.
Well, me too. God, where do you start? I mean, this is talk about a psycho. You know, it was really interesting over the weekend, you know, because Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. At least that's what they're saying. But all the mystery that's around this thing and in the absence of information, I mean, all kinds of stuff was floating out there.
Well, it's a pretty good illustration of either the incompetence or corruption of the federal government. Nothing would surprise me about what happened to him.
Well, exactly so. But it's interesting in that, you know, one phrase that nobody wants to use anymore is, I don't know. You know?
Yeah. I know, but the problem is we should know. I mean, you know.
Well, yes, we should, but.
You're in a locked room where you're supposed to be, you know, being surveilled by, you know,
cameras.
Video with people watching over you, and they don't know really what happened. They got to figure it out. Well, you're entitled to be suspicious.
And then he's on suicide watch, and yet he's not on suicide watch. Oh, no, he was. I mean, it's just like, you're right. They handled this very badly.
Yeah, and in doing so, they've generated a lot of contempt and suspicion for the government. It's going to be very, very unfortunate, and I hope there's ways of getting to the bottom of not just his suicide, but his connections to some very important,
very prominent people, many. And of course, that was one of the theories, I guess, in court. Some of the documents were released. Of course, by that time, it's too late. You kill the guy, so what? But you know, nevertheless, you're right. I mean, he's, you know, we have presidents that were involved. We have, it's just, and you know what? Depending on your political point of view, which seems to color everything these days, is that, you know, well, you know, Trump was a very good friend of his. Da, da, da. And then, oh, well, the Clintons, you know, Bill was on the Elite Express, any number of, I mean, depending on what your point of view is, that's what your truth is going to be, as Joe Biden said.
Yeah, well, you know, let the chips fall where they may. We ought to know why, you know, some very powerful people became friends of this guy.
And, you know, I don't know. That's one thing I just don't understand, this Lolita Island thing. And apparently the feds raided it yesterday. About 2 days late. But aside from that, just to see what was going on there, let's talk about some of your current stuff that you can read on journalinquirer.com. You want to start with, the shootings that we had in El Paso and Dayton. Then all of a sudden the gun debate is back. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's being blamed a little too much on Trump. There was a guy
absolutely,
who was holding a sign in Dayton when Trump came through. The sign, you know, said, "You are why." The Democrats would like that to be the case, and Trump is, of course, not exactly elevating their national discourse. But we had mass shootings before Trump, you know, some of these guys are right-wing crazies, but some of them are left-wing crazies as well.
The guy in Dayton, case in point.
And Dayton was a left-wing crazy, the guy who shot up the Republican congressional
a Bernie boy
game practice.
Bernie bro.
Yeah, Alexandria 2 years ago was a Sanders supporter. You know, we've had these things for a long time. I had to wonder if, you know, Trump is responsible for these shootings. Who's responsible for the shootings we have in Connecticut practically every day in our cities?
Yes.
You know, there was a couple in New Haven last night, if you're listening to Angela, and I guess on Friday a couple of people were shot on Weathersfield Avenue in Hartford, and, you know, there's shootings every day practically in Hartford, New Haven, and Bridgeport, where there's, you know, not a, you know, Republican miles
well,
in any direction.
You know, we shouldn't be laughing about this. But, I mean, what about Baltimore? Baltimore set a new record. You've got Chicago, which is just
a
mess.
The weekend of the El Paso and Dayton shootings, there were 50 shootings in Chicago, which is a, you know, Democratic regime. We're going to look for responsibility for these things on a political basis, it's going to lead us to some of Trump's most strenuous critics. This is a problem, Ray, and it's a policy problem. It's not a partisan political problem, as some people would would like to make it. And I don't think the solutions being offered are terribly relevant.
Well, they're the same solutions. I mean, the same that we've done since Sandy Hook, even before that. I mean, it's the same things. Bam, this kind of weapon, da-da-da-da-da, mental health, which is something that I've been kind of whining about, because you do need that. Adam Alonzo was nuts. But, I mean, the whole point, or, you know, well, he was a troubled young man, let's put it that way. But, I mean, the thing is, yeah, it's the same old story. And the minute it happens, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, the solutions come out, right?
Well, the, you know, some of them have a little relevance. I mean, the background checks proposal is certainly good, but people do not make clear that, you know, 75% or so of the guns sold in the country now are already subject to background checks, federal
right.
background checks. If they're sold through licensed dealers, the exemptions are private sales between ordinary people. And
right.
You know, while a lot of those guns are used in ordinary crimes, they're not the ones that are being used, at least so far, in,
right.
in the mass shooting. So you could have your background checks, and it would not have affected the recent mass shootings. You know, you can have these red flag laws, and that's, you know, very nice, but it's not going to stop a mass
right.
shooter who doesn't advertise that he's got guns. You're going to stop people with red flag laws only if they're advertising to you know, to their neighbors that they got guns and they're
right.
crazies. That's really not, I don't think, going to do much about the mass shootings. You can ban the large capacity magazines, but and certainly I don't know why you necessarily need a 100 capacity magazine. But you know, you can change a magazine in, you know, 2 or 3 seconds. So I don't think that's going to
okay.
really do much. So you come down to. You know, outlawing assault weapons, but you can't even define them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
so
any modern gun, any pistol
is an assault
that
weapon.
Automatically reloads. You know,
yes,
from
of course.
The chamber is.
Right.
It's the same technology, and you know, and there isn't a big scary gun. So,
all right.
You know, how are you going to define it?
Well, I think in '96, when Dianne Feinstein put the bill forward on behalf of the Clinton administration, she just had some of her staffers go through, you know, various pictures of guns and say, that looks scary, so let's make that, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what we did in our law in Connecticut. We've got a law in Connecticut that banned some of these guns. It's basically what the Constitution calls a bill of attainder.
Okay.
You're not
right.
defining them by what they do. You're defining them by, you know, the picture and the
right.
name that's, you know, put to them. If somebody had the same gun and put a different name on it, it might not
okay.
be covered.
Right.
I suspect the only thing we can do here that would have an immediate effect, or an effect soon anyway, would be to commission a trained citizen militia that was, you know, had
right,
a
right, right.
and was armed and was just prepared
right.
to go through daily life armed and prepared to respond to emergencies.
Well, Chris, I got to go. But you can read Chris's work. A lot of stuff coming up at Journal Inquirer.com. Thanks for being on, Chris. Talk to you next week.